Texas Public Radio, KANU, at KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. I love this tune, but I don't want you to go back to sleep. You have to work today. Increasing clouds, a high of 80. Late tonight, a 50-50 chance for showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and then Tuesday morning, about a 30% chance of rain. It's mostly clear in Lawrence, 56 degrees.
Good morning. President Trump says he's not going to war with Chicago after posting online that Chicago's about to find out why it's called the Department of War. How is the city responding? It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Jordan says Israel is charging trucks delivering aid to Gaza hundreds of dollars each in customs fees. I'm Leila Faldin.
Enemy Martinez, there are already far too few aid trucks being allowed into Gaza to prevent more starvation, according to the World Food Program. Also, political crisis in France, the fifth prime minister.
This is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Police in Kansas City say a toddler was killed in a driveway yesterday afternoon when the child was run over by an SUV. First responders were called to the scene early yesterday afternoon. The child was taken to the hospital but did not survive. Teacher morale in Kansas is lagging behind most other states. That's according to a new report. Suzanne Perez has more.
Data from Education Week's annual Teacher Morale Index shows that overall job satisfaction among U.S. teachers is on the rise. But Kansas educators scored well below the national average, and a majority have a negative view of their jobs. For the 2024-25 school year, the National Teacher Morale Index was 18, on a scale of negative 100 to 100. The morale for Kansas teachers was negative 3. Researchers say key challenges facing Kansas educators include increased workload and difficulties with student behavior. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A proposal to process and recycle industrial waste in Kansas City, Kansas, is meeting with opposition from neighbors. We get more from Celia Yopis Jepson.
The company ReWorld has leased a spot in the Armordale neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas, but is still going through the permit process. Residents hope to stop the waste plant. Betty Paws has lived in Armordale for 50 years.
Air quality, the odor, the noise, the traffic for the kids. You know, on 14th Street, to the kids, that's just another street in our neighborhood.
Trucks would come and go hundreds of times daily. The site is less than half a mile from an elementary school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
It was a sad weekend for many area sports fans. The Big 12 in Kansas regrouping after some weekend setbacks.
1 week after losing to Tarleton State, an FCS school in Texas, Army rebounded to beat Kansas State on Saturday night 24-21. K-State is now 1-2 with its only win in overtime triumph over North Dakota. Wildcat coach Chris Kleiman says he knows there are Wildcat doubters outside the program.
As a leader, and I'm the leader of this group, it ain't sunny and 70 every day. And when it ain't sunny and 70, who's got to stand up? It's got to be me.
The Wildcats have a shortened week with a Friday night game at Arizona. Meanwhile, KU is off this week before opening its Big 12 conference schedule on September 20th at home against West Virginia. The Jayhawks suffered their first loss of the season at Missouri. I'm Greg Eklund.
And in Major League Baseball, the Twins defeated the Royals 5-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City takes on Cleveland at 5:40 p.m. today at Progressive Field in Cleveland. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Support for NPR comes from NPR station.
Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday morning. We'll check on the weather after this.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Clear skies here in Lawrence, 54 degrees, Topeka partly cloudy and 56. Manhattan and Junction City now cloudy, 58 degrees in the Little Apple, at Fort Riley 60 degrees. In Chanute, clear skies and 55, and in Emporia, mostly clear and 56. We do expect increasing cloudiness as the day unfolds and will warm up to near 80 degrees. Tonight, a 50-50 chance for rain and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. Overnight low of 59. For tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, but gradually becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high of 82. Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the upper 80s, and by Friday and Saturday, we could be hitting 91, perhaps even 92 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour, Two Moms, Lots of Laughs, creators of the web series, Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m., tickets at lead.ku.edu.
It's never too late to become a KPR listener member. You can make a pledge on our website right now at kansaspublicradio.org. The feds have taken away all of our federal funding, but you can keep us strong with your own contribution on the KPR website.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance, where drivers...
All things considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock today on Kansas Public Radio. Join your host, Laura Lorson. She'll be here from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo, a Topeka destination for over 85 years, enriching the community through wildlife conservation and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Increasing cloudiness expected today. Will have a high near 80 degrees. Late tonight, a 50% chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Matt in Missouri. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Police in Kansas City say a toddler was killed in a driveway yesterday afternoon when the child was run over by an SUV. First responders were called to the scene early Sunday afternoon. The child was taken to the hospital but did not survive injuries. A gas leak forced the evacuation of a building at the Kansas State Fair over the weekend. Officials say people were ushered out of the Cottonwood building Saturday after that gas leak. The state fire marshal's office says there was a dangerous buildup of gas in the building, which contains a food court. The Hutch Fire Department forced fresh air into the building to dissipate that gas. No one was hurt. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is opening a new facility at Pittsburgh State University. From KRPS Radio in Pittsburgh, Rachel Schnelly reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's new regional crime center will include investigative and laboratory operations. It will also help train students in PSU's criminal justice education program. At an outdoor groundbreaking ceremony in Pittsburgh, Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran said the new facility is important for law enforcement.
And it's nice to see Southeast Kansas having the latest technologies to combat crime in this region and across our state.
Construction on the $42 million project is expected to be completed by spring 2027. I'm Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
It was a sad weekend for many area football fans. The Chiefs lost Friday night, and then both KU and K-State dropped the ball. Greg Ecklin has this wrap-up on the Big 12 teams in Kansas.
1 week after losing to Tarleton State, an FCS school in Texas, Army rebounded to beat Kansas State on Saturday night 24-21. K-State is now 1-2 with its only win in overtime triumph over North Dakota. Wildcat coach Chris Kleiman says he knows there are Wildcat doubters outside the program.
As a leader, and I'm the leader of this group, it ain't sunny and 70 every day. And when it ain't sunny in 70, who's got to stand up? It's got to be me.
The Wildcats have a shortened week with a Friday night game at Arizona. Meanwhile, KU is off this week before opening its Big 12 conference schedule on September 20th at home against West Virginia. The Jayhawks suffered their first loss of the season at Missouri. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Major League Baseball, the Twins defeated the Royals 5-1 yesterday at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City will hit the road. They'll take on Cleveland at 5:40 today at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Increasing cloudiness expected today. We'll have a high near 80 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
Public Media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised the days of skim milk and other low-fat dairy products are over. But is there a case for more fat in dairy? Take a closer look at that story coming up. Our forecast for today looks like this. Increasing cloudiness expected, a high near 80. Late tonight, a 50% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. Overnight low 59. For tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers, gradually becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high of 82. Wednesday, sunny and 86. Thursday, sunny and 88. And Friday and Saturday, we could reach 91, maybe 92 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Medicine Family Trials. Muhammad Ali and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis. And these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind. My life reporting the news. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
Good morning, I'm Layla Faldin. If you dribble tomato sauce all over a white shirt, the go-to fix is usually bleach or hydrogen peroxide. But in a study published last month, researchers found stains like sweat and tomatoes went away with just 10 minutes of intense blue light, no harsh chemicals required. But don't party with red sauce just yet. It might be 5 years before the blue light technology is ready outside the lab. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Focus Features, presenting Downton Abbey, the grand finale, concluding the story of the Crawley family. This motion picture event can be experienced in theaters this Friday. From The Economist, in a world of rapid change, The Economist seeks to cut through the noise, to offer insight into what matters now and what's coming next. Daily global reporting, podcasts, videos, and more at economist.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Faldin. The Trump administration plans to release new dietary guidelines in the next few weeks. Health Secretary RFK Jr. has promised the days of skim milk and other low-fat dairy products are over.
There's been an attack on whole milk and cheese and yogurt over the past couple of decades.
That's Kennedy speaking at an event with the dairy industry over the summer. NPR's Will Stone reports on the case for more fat in our dairy.
The U.S. dietary guidelines have long encouraged fat-free or low-fat dairy. The rationale being that full-fat dairy can be a significant source of saturated fat, which in turn raises cholesterol. But Richard Bruno says the thinking in his field has evolved with more studies. Bruno is a professor of human nutrition at Ohio State University.
The saturated fat from dairy foods doesn't seem to be behaving the way we think it should behave based on that historical evidence that saturated fat is linked to heart disease.
Meaning how you get that saturated fat matters. Research suggests the dairy fat matrix has different effects on your health compared to the same amount of fat from meat or other foods.
There seems to be other bioactive components in that matrix that alleviate any putative risk that would be associated with that higher intake of saturated fat.
Now, dairy is a broad category, so it's hard to make sweeping statements. For example, if someone eats a diet high in butter, technically dairy, you get the negative consequences on cholesterol. But if you replace butter with cheese, you don't see that.
Yogurt is different from milk, is different from cheese, making interpretation of research studies very complicated in the absence of controlled trials.
So after years of controversy, Benoit Lamarche, who studies nutrition at the University Laval in Quebec, came together with other experts to see whether the recommendations in the U.S. and Canada were justified.
If we are saying that low fat is better than high fat, we should have studies demonstrating that. You know, black and white.
He says they concluded the evidence against high-fat dairy is circumstantial.
Nations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
You can read more about who is in the KPR Community Spotlight for this month of September by visiting our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Just look for the KPR Community Spotlight.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis. Just kidding, I'm Jay Schaefer, filling in for Matthew this morning. But Bill Curtis will be coming to Lawrence, and we invite you to join the award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bill Curtis is launching his latest book called Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. That'll be on Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets are available on the KPR website under the Shop tab. So check it out. Bill Curtis coming to town September 18th. Get more at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Layla.
Available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. Increasing clouds today will have a high near 80.
Good.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Family members are mourning the death of a toddler in Kansas City. Police say the child was struck and killed by an SUV in a driveway yesterday afternoon. The toddler was taken to the hospital but did not survive. Kansas City, Kansas residents say they don't want an industrial waste facility next to homes in Armourdale and near an elementary school. Planning commissioners at the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, could vote on a permit application later today from the waste processing company ReWorld. The company says it would bring about 25 jobs to the area, but that doesn't impress some locals like Katie Rico.
So we don't believe that that's really economic development for Wyandotte County. They're bringing in 20 jobs. None of those jobs has ReWorld made a commitment that any Wyandotte County resident would be hired.
Residents worry about pollution from the plant and its fleet of trucks. Commissioners told the company to hold more local meetings about the project, but residents say ReWorld never did. Teacher morale in Kansas is lagging behind most other states. That's according to a new report.
Data from Education Week's annual Teacher Morale Index shows that overall job satisfaction among U.S. teachers is on the rise. But Kansas educators scored well below the national average, and a majority have a negative view of their jobs. For the 2024-25 school year, the National Teacher Morale Index was 18 on a scale of negative 100 to 100. The morale for Kansas teachers was negative 3. Researchers say key challenges facing Kansas educators include increased workload and difficulties with student behavior. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is opening a new facility at Pittsburgh State University. The KBI's new Regional Crime Center will include investigative and laboratory operations. It will also help train students at Pitt State's Criminal Justice Education Program. Construction on the $42 million project is expected to be completed by spring of 2027. In sports, well, it was a sad weekend for many area sports fans. The Chiefs lost on Friday night, and then both KU and K-State dropped the ball on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Royals fell to the Twins yesterday, 5-1 at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas City will hit the road today. They'll take on Cleveland at 5:40 p.m. at Progressive Field in Cleveland. The forecast for the KPR listening area includes increasing cloudiness, a high near 80. Late tonight, a 50-50 chance of rain and storms. Tomorrow, a 30% chance and a high of 82. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday, September 8th. I'm Jay Schaefer, in for at least a few days, while Matthew Algio is away. Here in Lawrence, we have a partly cloudy sky, 55 degrees. Manhattan, completely cloudy, 59. Junction City could get a light rain shower in the next hour. It's 60 degrees in the Fort Riley area. In Chanute, sunny and 55, and in Emporia, cloudy and 56 degrees. Increasing cloudiness for all of us, and a high near 80 expected. Late tonight, a 50% chance for showers, possibly some thunderstorms after midnight. And tomorrow, we have a 30% chance of rain. We'll have a high near 82 on Tuesday.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Well, maybe you've heard KPR has been in a contest the past several days with KBIA. That's the public radio station in Columbia, Missouri, home of the dreaded Tigers. KU football team fell on the field Saturday, but our contest, our own border showdown with KBIA, was continuing. And at last check, KPR was in the lead. Still waiting on an update from the folks around here who keep track of things like that. But here's the deal. Once we decide who the winning radio station is, the other radio station we'll have to play the other state's official state song. If you want to ensure KPR's success against KBIA in Columbia, then mosey on over to our website and make a contribution. Every contribution counts as 1 point for KPR. And if you're a brand new member, the first time donating to this station, it's worth 2 points. We'd really like to hear KBIA in Columbia play Home on the Range later today. You can help. Get more info at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Hacks on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for the next All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Increasing cloudiness expected across eastern Kansas. Will have a high near 80 degrees. Right now at KPR in Lawrence, it's partly cloudy and 55 degrees at 7:30.
Live from NPR News, NPR News from Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Family members are mourning the death of a toddler in Kansas City. Police say that child was struck and killed by an SUV in a driveway yesterday afternoon. The toddler was taken to the hospital but did not survive. A proposal to process and recycle industrial waste in Kansas City, Kansas, is meeting with opposition from neighbors. We get more from Celia Yopis Jepson.
The company ReWorld has leased a spot in the Armourdale neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas, but is still going through the permit process. Residents hope to stop the waste plant. Betty Paws has lived in Armourdale for 50 years.
Air quality, the odor, the noise, the traffic for the kids. You know, on 14th Street, to the kids, that's just another street in our neighborhood.
Trucks would come and go hundreds of times daily. The site is less than half a mile from an elementary school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says it's opening a new facility at Pittsburgh State University. From KRPS Radio in Pittsburgh, Rachel Schnelly reports.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's new Rachel Schnelly in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
A sad weekend for many area football fans. The Chiefs lost on Friday night, and then both KU and K-State dropped the ball on Saturday. Greg Eklund has this recap.
1 week after losing to Tarleton State, an FCS school in Mona. Meanwhile, KU is off this week before opening its Big 12 conference schedule on September 20th at home against West Virginia. The Jayhawks suffered their first loss of the season at Missouri. I'm Greg Eklund.
In other bad news, the Minnesota Twins beat the Royals 5-1 yesterday in Kansas City. The Royals are on the road. They'll be at Cleveland later today. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this Monday morning. I'm Jay Schaefer, in for Matthew Algio. He'll be away for a few days. Mostly sunny skies right now, 56 degrees here in Lawrence. In Manhattan, cloudy and 60. Junction City, cloudy, 61, and drizzle in the Junction City area. Emporia, cloudy and 57 degrees. The Weather Service says we can expect more and more clouds as the day unfolds. High today near 80 degrees. Late tonight, a 50-50 chance for rain, possibly some thunderstorms after midnight. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and a high of 82 degrees.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit KansasPublicRadio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
Serving up news, music, information, and entertainment since 1952. This is KPR.
This is Bill Curtis, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and KANU alumnus. I'm inviting you to the debut of my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, where I'll share the story of my career reporting American history as it unfolded, from the Chicago 7 to Charles Manson to Agent Orange. Details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
Good morning, I'm Martinez. Major League Baseball has not had a no-hitter this season. The Dodgers' Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
And I'm Layla Faulding.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio on this Monday morning. In about 10 minutes, we'll have national, international, and Kansas news headlines.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, bringing back the KC Blues and Jazz Festival October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring more than 30 local and international musicians. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
Coming up next, the latest business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. Increasing cloudiness expected as the day unfolds. We'll warm up to around 80 degrees this afternoon. Late tonight, we have a 50% chance for showers, possibly some thunderstorms after midnight. And tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, but gradually becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday, a high of 82. Right now at the University of Kansas, 56 degrees. Topeka, cloudy and 58. Manhattan's cloudy and 60. Junction City with a little drizzle and 62. Cloudy skies in Emporia, and in Chanute it is mostly sunny and 57.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Kansas Sun, one of its favorites, Bill Curtis, is coming to town. And we invite you to join this award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on the radio program Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He'll be releasing his new book. It's called Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join us for this event Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets are available on the KPR website. Just visit kansaspublicradio.org and look under the Shop tab. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. And find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. Increasing cloudiness, but a high near 80 degrees expected. Late tonight, a 50-50 chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms. It's almost 8 o'clock.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Good morning. President Trump says he's not going to war with Chicago after posting online that Chicago's about to find out why it's called the Department of War. How is the city responding? It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Season was the most destructive on record in the state's history. For NPR News, I'm Jane Vaughn in Ashland, Oregon.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Police in Kansas City say a toddler was killed in a driveway yesterday afternoon when the child was run over by an SUV. First responders were called to the area early Sunday afternoon. KSHB-TV reports the toddler was taken to the hospital but did not survive. Residents of Kansas City, Kansas, say they don't want an industrial waste facility next to homes in Armourdale and near an elementary school. Planning commissioners at the Unified Government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, could vote today on a permit application from the waste processing company ReWorld. That company says it would bring 25 jobs to the area, but that doesn't impress locals like Katie Rico.
So we don't believe that that's really economic development for Wyandotte County. They're bringing in 20 jobs. None of those jobs has Real World made a commitment that any Wyandotte County resident would be hired.
Residents worry about pollution from the plant and its fleet of trucks. Commissioners told the company that they should hold more local meetings about the project, but residents say ReWorld never did. Teacher morale in Kansas is lagging behind most other states. That's according to a new report. Education reporter Suzanne Perez has more.
Data from Education Week's annual Teacher Morale Index shows that overall job satisfaction among U.S. teachers is on the rise. But Kansas educators scored well below the national average, and a majority have a negative view of their jobs. For the 2024-25 school year, the National Teacher Morale Index was 18 on a scale of negative 100 to 100. The morale for Kansas teachers was negative 3. Researchers say key challenges facing Kansas educators include increased workload and difficulties with student behavior. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
It was a sad weekend for many area sports fans. The Chiefs lost Friday night, and then both KU and K-State dropped the ball on Saturday. Greg Eklund has this wrap-up.
1 week after losing to Tarleton State, an FCS school in Texas, Army rebounded to beat Kansas State on Saturday night 24-21. K-State is now 1-2 with its only win in overtime triumph over North Dakota. Wildcat coach Chris Kleiman says he knows there are Wildcat doubters outside the program.
As a leader, and I'm the leader of this group, it ain't sunny in 70 every day. And when it ain't sunny in 70, who's got to stand up? It's got to be me.
The Wildcats have a shortened week with a Friday night game at Arizona. Meanwhile, KU is off this week before opening its Big 12 conference schedule on September 20th at home against West Virginia. The Jayhawks suffered their first loss of the season at Missouri. I'm Greg Eklund.
And in Major League Baseball, the Minnesota Twins knocked out the Royals 5-1 at Kauffman Stadium yesterday. The Royals are on the road today. They'll take on Cleveland at 5:40 this afternoon at Progressive Field. Cloudy skies and 57 degrees at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 91.3 in Junction City.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Later this morning, following Morning Edition, we've got more news for you on KPR 2. At 9 o'clock, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour, only on KPR 2. If you're listening to good old-fashioned KPR, KPR 1, as we sometimes call it, you'll get classical music this morning from 9 to noon with your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. This morning, she'll bring us Aaron Copland's arrangement of that old Shaker tune, Simple Gifts. We'll also listen to some early Beethoven chamber music. In fact, it's from his Opus 1 set. The classics this morning from 9 to noon. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Here's what's happening with the weather. Increasing cloudiness as the day unfolds. We'll have a high near 80. Late tonight, a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm after midnight. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain, gradually becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday. Tomorrow's high, 82. Right now, in Lawrence, Topeka, and in Manhattan, cloudy skies with temperatures of 59 to 61 degrees. In Junction City, a little rain shower, 62. And the chance for rain in Emporia just went up a little bit. Emporia getting a light rain shower in the next hour. It's 59 degrees there. News, music, weather, information, and more for you every day at Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being a KPR listener member.
All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us from 3 until 7 o'clock today here on Kansas Public Radio. That's All Things Considered with your host, Laura Lorson.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Increasing cloudiness expected. We'll hit a high temp around 80 today. Late tonight, we have a 50-50 chance of showers and storms. Tomorrow, a 30% chance. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Trump says he's ready to impose. Hamas praised the shooting. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. I'm Jay Schaefer. A federal grand jury has indicted two former Wyandotte County District Court bookkeepers in connection with an alleged scheme to steal nearly $1 million from the court. Two Kansas women are now facing charges, 65-year-old Julia Roberts of Kansas City, Kansas, and 63-year-old Vicki Robinson of Bonner Springs. Those women have been charged with wire fraud, ID theft, and other crimes. Family members are mourning the death of a toddler in Kansas City. Police say the child was struck and killed by an SUV in a driveway yesterday afternoon. KSHB-TV reports that the toddler was taken to the hospital but did not survive injuries. A proposal to process and recycle industrial waste in Kansas City, Kansas, is meeting with opposition from neighbors. We get more from reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson.
The company ReWorld has leased a spot in the Armourdale neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas, but is still going through the permit process. Residents hope to stop the waste plant. Betty Paws has lived in Armourdale for 50 years.
Air quality, the odor, the noise, the traffic for the kids. You know, on 14th Street, to the kids, that's just another street in our neighborhood.
Trucks would come and go hundreds of times daily. The site is less than half a mile from an elementary school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Planning commissioners at the unified government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, could vote on ReWorld's permit application later today. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is opening a new facility at Pittsburgh State University in southeast Kansas. The KBI's new regional crime center will include investigative and lab operations. It will also help train students at Pitt State's criminal justice education program. Construction on the $42 million project is expected to be completed by spring of 2027. In sports, a sad weekend for many area football fans. The Chiefs lost Friday night. And then in college football, both KU and K-State dropped the ball. Meanwhile, the Royals lost yesterday to the Twins. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR.
Zoo.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We've still got some more news to bring you between now and 9 o'clock. And then at 9, if you haven't had your fill of news, keep listening to KPR 2. And we will bring you the BBC News Hour. If you're ready for a little classical music on this Monday morning, well, stick around and listen to KPR 1. Our classical friend Cordelia Brown will bring us Aaron Copland's arrangement of that old Shaker tune, Simple Gifts, plus some early chamber music from Beethoven.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Getting more and more cloudy as the day moves on. We'll have a high today near 80. Late tonight, 50% chance of rain.
The Manson Family Trials. Muhammad.
Learn more at drinkag1.com.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. In honor of Constitution Day, welcoming the Kansas Court of Appeals to hear oral arguments on September 16th at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Increasing clouds, high near 80. Late tonight, we have a 50-50 chance for rain, maybe some thunderstorms after midnight. Tomorrow, a 30% chance. But gradually becoming mostly sunny on Tuesday at a high of 82. Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny and 86 to 88 degrees. But Friday and Saturday, sunshine and highs cracking the 90s. On Friday, perhaps a high of 91, Saturday 92. Let's root really hard for the return of fall, or the beginning of fall. Right now at the KPR studios in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies at the moment. 61 degrees. In Topeka, cloudy and 60. Manhattan, a little rainy and 62. Junction City, cloudy, rainy, and 63. In Chanute, partly cloudy, 61. And in Emporia, light rain expected in the next hour. It's cloudy and 60 degrees in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Music Showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at MixMaster2025.com.
Broadcasting in full spectrum stereo and Technicolor. This is Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K25-8BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online, too, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Coming up this morning with Cordelia Brown, the classics. We'll either be hearing a version of Home on the Range or the Missouri State song, something called the Missouri Waltz, I believe. We'll find out more after 10 o'clock this morning when the winner of the Radio Rivalry Contest is announced. Will it be us, KPR, or will it be KBIA in Missouri, home of the Tigers? Well, we'll find out in the 10 o'clock hour. Also this morning, the music of Aaron Copland, his arrangement of the old Shaker tune, Simple Gifts. Stay with us. First, this news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war in American cities.